See all the bright, shining faces in the nice sunlight in Zagreb. And, I'd like to invite my god brother Radha Krishna Das to sit here. I want him to speak a few words after.
I moj brat po Bogu Radha Krishna Prabhu je također ovdje i ja želim da on kasnije kaže također par riječi.
This evening we're going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2 entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized, text number 41.
Danas ćemo govoriti iz Bhagavad Gita, drugog poglavlja pod nazivom Sažet pregled sadržaja Gita, stih 41.
So I'll read the Sanskrit, and I'm sure all of you know the verse by heart, so you can follow along.
Pročitat ću stih na sanskritu. Siguran sam da ga svi znate na pamet, tako da ćete moći slijediti.
Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana bahushaka yanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Those who are actually, for the benefit of those here today who don't know Croatian, I'll read the English, which basically means me and Radha Krishna. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched.
Sljedbenici ovog puta odlučni su u svojoj namjeri i imaju samo jedan cilj. O voljeni sine Kurua, inteligencija je neodlučnih razgranata.
Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana bahushakahi nantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. So, we are endeavoring to conquer the cycle of repeated birth and death.
Mi se trudimo nadići krug ponovnog rađanja i umiranja.
We are attempting to get free from the miseries of old age, disease, and rebirth and death.
Pokušavamo se osloboditi nevolja kao što su starost, bolest, i ponovno rađanje i umiranje.
All of us, by constitution, are spiritual beings.
Svi mi smo izvorno duhovna bića.
Because we falsely identify ourselves with this body, therefore we invite suffering.
Pošto se lažno poistovjećujemo s ovim tijelom, zbog toga mi izazivamo ili pravimo uzrok za našu patnju.
It is a contradiction.
To je kontradikcija.
I am by nature Sat Chit Ananda, eternal full of knowledge and bliss.
Ja sam po svojoj prirodi Sat Chit Ananda, pun vječnosti, znanja i blaženstva.
But because I am so attached to this body, therefore I must go through the miseries of material existence.
Ali pošto sam toliko poistovjećen i vezan za ovo tijelo, ja moram prolaziti kroz patnje materijalne egzistencije.
A little common sense is required.
Zahtjeva se malo zdravog razuma.
Unfortunately, the most uncommon thing in the world is common sense.
Nažalost, najčudnije stvari se smatraju zdravim razumom.
Anyone can see that there is a difference between a dead body and a live body.
Svako može vidjeti da postoji razlika između živog i mrtvog tijela.
The eyes are there in a dead body, but it doesn't see.
Oči također postoje u mrtvom tijelu, ali one ne vide.
The ears are there, But it doesn't hear.
Uši su tamo, ali ne slušaju.
The tongue is there, but it doesn't taste.
Jezik je tamo, ali ništa ne kuša.
So what is the problem with the dead body? Is it a lack of chemicals?
Šta je problem sa mrtvim tijelom? Da li fale neke kemikalije?
Should we inject some chemicals in and then it will come to life again?
Da li možemo ubrizgati neke kemikalije i da tijelo ponovo živi?
The difference between a dead body and a live body is the soul, and we can't understand the soul by our material reasoning.
Razlika između mrtvog i živog tijela je duša i ne možemo shvatiti dušu našim materijalnim razumijevanjem.
We are not able to see many things in this world.
A ne možemo vidjeti mnoge stvari u ovom svijetu.
When was the last time that you saw the wind go by?
Kad ste zadnji put vidjeli da prolazi vjetar?
How many of you scientists have actually seen an electron?
Ko od vas znanstvenika je vidio elektron?
You see the result of the electron.
Možete vidjeti rezultate elektrona.
But you've never seen an electron, and yet you have faith.
Ali nikad niste vidjeli elektron, a ipak imate vjeru u njega.
You've never seen the wind, but you see the trees blowing. You have faith that there must be a wind. It's not the trees dancing.
Nikad niste vidjeli vjetar, ali vidite da se drveće savija, prema tome mora postojati vjetar i vidite njegove posljedice, nije da drveće pleše.
So if I want to know why I'm not getting the happiness I desire in this world, first of all I need a little knowledge.
Ako želim znati zašto ne dobivam sreću u ovom svijetu koju želim, onda prvo moram dobiti malo znanja.
Common sense.
To je zdrav razum.
But instead, people simply, like a dog that is very obstinate, they simply pursue one path.
Ali ljudi, poput psa, jednostavno stalno idu jednim te istim putem.
They simply pursue the path of sense gratification. And if they're not happy, they try harder.
Ljudi jednostavno idu putem osjetilnog uživanja i ako ne postignu ništa, onda pokušavaju istim putem još jače.
Just like if we were coming here from Ljubljana and we had to reach this hall.
Ako idemo ovdje iz Ljubljane i želimo doći do ove dvorane.
And we didn't know how to get around in Zagreb.
I nalazimo se baš najbolje u Zagrebu.
And then someone gave us a map with the address of the hall.
I onda nam neko da kartu sa adresom te dvorane.
So we get out on the road and we start driving on the highway.
Izađemo na cestu i počnemo se voziti po autoputu.
And we drive for about 6 hours.
I vozimo se oko 6 sati.
And we begin to think something's wrong. It's only a 2 hour drive.
I onda pomislimo, mora da nešto nije u redu, jer ta bi vožnja trebala trajati samo 2 sata.
So we look carefully at the map and somehow we can't find Zagreb. We can't find the hall.
I onda pogledamo na mapu i ne možemo naći Zagreb i dvoranu na neki način.
What happened was there was a misprint in the printer. It's actually a map of Rijeka.
Došlo je do greške u tiskari i to je u stvari karta Rijeke.
But anyway, we call up the temple and we say, we can't find the hall. We're trying to get there in time for the Prasadam anyway.
mi nazovemo hram i kažemo ne možemo naći tu dvoranu, želimo doći tamo na prasadam.
So Munishwar says, I don't know what's the matter, just try harder.
Munishwar kaže, ne znam šta je, samo pokušajte sve jače.
So we get out on the highway, we're already going 100 kilometers an hour, so we go 150.
I onda, pošto smo na autoputu i vozimo se 100 na sat, jednostavno povećamo na 150.
All that means is we get lost faster.
To znači da ćemo se sve brže i brže gubiti.
Because our basic information of where we are going is wrong.
Jer naša osnovna informacija o onome gdje trebamo ići je pogrešna.
We need the right knowledge from the right source.
Treba nam pravo znanje iz pravog izvora.
Similarly, if we want to be happy in life, we must make this distinction between the real self and the external self, the body.
Na isti način, ako želimo biti sretni u životu, moramo napraviti razliku između unutrašnjeg pravog ja i lažnog izvanjskog ja.
Just recently, it was Easter. How many of you celebrated Easter?
Nedavno je bio Uskrs. Koliko od vas ga je slavio?
Nobody?
Niko?
Okay, some of you. So, sometimes people give gifts at Easter, at least in America, they take any opportunity to get drunk or give gifts, whatever it is.
Ljudi za vrijeme Uskrsa obično daju poklone, pa tako i u Americi, samo čekaju priliku da se napiju ili da daju poklone.
So, if someone gives you a gift, a nice gift, of a beautiful African parrot or some exotic bird.
I recimo da vam neko za Uskrs pokloni predivnu afričku papigu ili neku egzotičnu pticu.
And it's valued at 50,000 marks. It's a very green bird. It's the most beautiful parrot in all of Africa.
I ta papiga vredi 50,000 maraka zato što je vrlo lijepa i vrlo rijetka ptica u Africi.
And it also the bird, because you don't want him to fly away, so he comes in a cage.
I pošto ne želite da vam ptica odleti, oni vam isporuče u kavezu.
So the person gives you the gift and says, please take care of this gift carefully. Take good care.
I osoba vam da taj poklon i kaže, molim te, brini se za ovo vrlo pažljivo.
So you become very enthusiastic and you buy the best cleaning fluid possible and you get a very nice cotton rag and every day you shine the cage very nicely.
I onda vi vrlo entuzijastično kupite najbolje sredstvo za čišćenje i pamučnu krpicu i svaki dan ribate taj kavez.
And the flowers that you used to use for your deities, you put them on the cage, you decorate the cage very nicely.
I cvijeće koje ste inače koristili za svoje božanstva, sad ga koristite da lijepo ukrasite kavez.
And you think, this is really good, I'm taking care of this gift so nicely, taking care of this bird.
Mislite, ja se sad vrlo lijepo brinem za ovaj poklon, za ovu pticu.
But you forget to feed the bird inside, and the bird dies.
Ali zaboravite nahraniti pticu koja je u kavezu i ona umre.
So that's what we're doing. We're stubbornly taking care of the body, but we're neglecting our real self, the soul.
I to je ono što mi radimo. Neprestano se brinemo za tijelo, ali zanemarujemo dušu.
So the point is, vyavasayatmika buddhi. We need fixed intelligence to break out of this bad habit that we have.
I poanta je da trebamo vyavasayatmika buddhir ili usredsređenu inteligenciju da bi izbjegli ili da bi se riješili te loše navike koje imamo.
Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Out of many millions of people, maybe one will take self-realization, spiritual realization, God realization seriously.
Od mnogo tisuća ljudi samo će jedan prihvatiti duhovnu spoznaju ili spoznaju Boga, samo će jedan prihvatiti ozbiljno.
Here it is explained, Bahu shaka hi anantascha. There are shaka means branches.
Ovdje se kaže Bahu shaka hi anantascha. Shaka znači grane.
There are many branches on the tree of life which your mind can pursue.
Postoje mnoge grane u materijalnom svijetu za kojima vaš um može tragati.
And you'll miss the whole purpose while going this way and that way, trying to enjoy the senses.
I dok jurimo tamo i vamo, pokušavajući zadovoljiti čula, promašit ćemo pravi put.
Sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of times, people label members of the Hare Krishna movement as a mind control cult or sect.
Mnogo puta ljudi gledaju na članove pokreta za svjesnosti Krišne kao na kult koji kontrolira um.
Well, they're right.
Pravo su.
We do want to control the mind.
Mi želimo kontrolirati um.
But it ain't easy.
Al to nije lako.
If they could just control their mind even for 10 seconds, it would be very good.
Ako bi oni mogli kontrolirati svoj um za samo 10 sekundi, to bi bilo jako dobro.
Arjuna, the great emperor, the great warrior, 5,000 years ago, when he was asked to control his mind, he said, Krishna, you want me to practice yoga, you want me to control my mind, but it would be easier for me to go out and control the wind, to catch the wind. That would be easier.
Arjuna, veliki ratnik koji je živio prije 5000 godina, on je rekao, Krišna, ti želiš da ja kontroliram svoj um pomoću primjene joge, ali čini mi se da je lakše zaustaviti vjetar nego kontrolirati svoj um.
So, if we want to be successful in our pursuit of happiness,
ako želimo biti uspješni u svojoj potrazi za srećom,
how many people here, how many of you want to be happy in life?
Tko od vas želi biti sretan ovdje?
Okay. How many people don't want to be happy?
Tko od vas ne želi biti sretan?
Okay, nobody. Great. Great.
Niko, super.
That's a good start.
To je dobar početak.
So, whatever it is you think happiness is, you must accept that you have to pursue that with one-minded or pointed intelligence, pointed determination.
Složit ćete se da za što god smatrate da vam je cilj ili ono što trebate postići da bi bili sretni, složit ćete se da prema tome trebate ići sa jednosmjernom inteligencijom.
And that holds true especially in spiritual life because we first of all have to get out of very deeply ingrained, very deeply rooted habit of thinking I'm the body.
I to je pogotovo točno u duhovnom životu, jer moramo se jako truditi da se riješimo te duboko ukorijenjene navike razmišljanja ja sam ovo tijelo.
Now, in another verse, just text 44, the same dhyavasayatmika buddhi, fixed intelligence, is mentioned. Bhogaisvaya prasaktanam taya paritta chetasam. Dhyavasayatmika buddhi samadhao na vidyate. This fixed intelligence does not come to someone who is materially entangled.
U 44. stihu se to ponovno ponavlja. Rečeno je, oni koji su previše vezani za osjetilno uživanje i materijalno obilje, u njima se ne javlja takva jedna usmjerena inteligencija.
Actually, it is stated, Bhog Aishwarya Prasaktanam. Someone who is surrounded by Aishwarya, or material opulence, and Bhoga, an environment of constant sense gratification, enjoyment, such a person cannot fix his mind.
Neko ko je okružen sa materijalnim bogatstvom i uživanjem, kod njega se ne javlja takva jedna usmjerena inteligencija.
In order to become Krishna conscious or God conscious, in order to develop the strong faith that the Lord is my protector, the Lord is my shepherd, in order to develop that strong faith, one has to live simply.
Da bi razvili svjesnost Krišne ili svjesnost Boga i da bi imali tu vjeru, Bog je moj gospodar, da bi to dostigli, osoba mora živjeti jednostavno.
Simple living spiritualized by high thinking.
Jednostavno življenje koje je spiritualizirano visokim razmišljanjem.
Instead of high living characterized by no thinking.
Umjesto visokog života koje okarakteriziram tome da ne, s time da nema razmišljanja.
Which is our present day so-called civilization.
To je naša takozvana današnja civilizacija.
High living and only thinking about more high living.
Visoko življenje i razmišljanje jedino o tome kako da se još više živi.
So how to achieve this strong fixed determination?
Kako razviti tu čvrstu odlučnost?
The Isha Upanishad explains, Om Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. Each and every one of us is a tiny part of the Supreme, and we are a complete unit.
Svako od nas je mali dijelić svevišnjeg i mi smo potpuna, mi smo kompletna jedinka.
We are all potentially capable of achieving anything we want in life.
Mi svi imamo mogućnost da dostignemo sve što želimo u životu.
The key is to want the best thing. If you want the worst thing and get it, what is the value in that?
I ključ je da želimo najbolje. I ako želimo nešto najgore i to dobijemo, onda koja je poanta?
So, the Krishna consciousness movement is giving opportunity for devotees all over the world to associate together and to cultivate strength and determination.
pokret za svjesnost Krišne daje priliku baktama iz cijelog svijeta da se zajedno druže i da na taj način razviju tu odlučnost.
Obstacles in our path are such qualities as lust, anger, greed, envy.
Prepreke na tom putu su požuda, pohlepa, ljutnja.
And the chanting of Hare Krishna, cleans the heart of all these unwanted bad things.
Pjevanje Hare Krishna pročišćava srce od svih tih loših stvari.
Not only is the chanting a purificatory process, but the chanting is very sublime. It's very joyful.
Ne samo da je mantranje proces koji pročišćava, već je to proces pun zadovoljstva.
It's not dry.
Nije suh.
We want to make progress in our understanding of life, but we get tripped up. You know, you're walking along and you trip over something. We get tripped up by the objects of the senses.
Mi želimo napredovati u razumijevanju života, međutim, stalno se spotičemo na objekte čulnog uživanja.
Krishna says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina, that those who have got a material body, they're attached to, they're attracted to the material world, the senses. It's like a magnet attracted, or iron attracted to a magnet.
Oni koji žive u materijalnom svijetu, imaju materijalno tijelo, njihova čula su privučena objektima čula, kao što je željezo privučeno magnetom.
We can't help, you know, ourselves. It's chemistry.
Ne možemo si pomoći, to je kemija.
Probably wonder what I'm doing playing with my notebook here.
Vjerovatno se pitate šta radim sa svojim kompjuterom ovdje.
What I wanted to do, I just came to Zagreb just, you know, half an hour before the program. And I wanted to read out to you something that I don't have printed out. So you excuse me if I read it from the computer.
Došao sam u Zagreb pola sata prije ove lekcije, tako da nemam isprintano na papiru ono što vam želim pročitati, tako da ću vam pročitati s kompjutera.
Basically, as I said, the Krishna consciousness movement is providing facility for people to become Krishna conscious. But due to many things, insecurity, a lack of faith, or whatever, some people are not exactly, they're not sure of the bona fide nature of the Krishna consciousness movement.
I didn't remember.
Oh. Well, make something up.
Svjesnost Krišne, pokret za svjesnost Krišne želi pomoći ljudima da napreduju u duhovnom životu. Međutim, postoje neki ljudi koji nisu baš sigurni u vjerodostojnost Hare Krishna pokreta i da li im on stvarno može pomoći.
So recently we opened a temple in Delhi, New Delhi in India.
Nedavno smo otvorili hram u New Delhi u Indiji.
Just last year we opened a $10 million temple in Bangalore in South India.
Prošle godine smo otvorili hram u Bangalore u Indiji vrijedan $10 million.
The president of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma, gave the opening lecture, speech, and did the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Predsjednik Indije, Dayal Sharma, je dao uvodni govor u tom hramu i napravio je, izvršio ceremoniju otvorenja.
So, just on April 5th, which was Ram Navami this year, the Prime Minister of India came to the opening ceremony of our temple in Delhi.
4. 5. ove godine, premijer Indije je došao na otvaranje našeg hrama u Deliju.
Also the chief minister of the state of Delhi came.
Došao je također premijer Delija ili gradonačelnik.
Also the information and broadcasting minister of the country of India came for the function.
Došao je ministar informiranja.
Also the lieutenant governor came.
Who's that?
The lieutenant governor. Just say that. You don't have to wonder what it is.
Došao je i
lieutenant.
Lieutenant governor. Guverner neki deli.
He's a big politician.
Veliki političar.
Yeah. And the Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England, sent a member of Parliament with his message for the opening of the temple. You know what the Prime Minister of England is? Okay, go ahead.
Došao je Tony Blair, premijer Engleske, i nije došao, nego je poslao svog predstavnika parlamenta sa predstavnika iz parlamenta sa porukom.
Also the Indian, I mean the ambassador, the Croatian ambassador to India came.
Došao je i hrvatski ambasador koji je u Indiji.
Also the ambassador, the United States ambassador sent his representative.
Ambasador Sjedinjenih Američkih Država je poslao svog predstavnika također.
Also Lord Brahma was there, Lord Shiva, Ganesh.
Gospodin Brahma je bio tamo također, Shiva, Ganesh.
So this is the speech that the Prime Minister gave at the opening of the temple which was built by the cult.
I ovo je, sad ću vam pročitati govor koji je izgovorio premijer Indije o hramu koji je izgradio kult.
Now, for the sake of time, how many of you don't understand English at all?
Tko od vas uopće ne razumije engleski?
Okay. I think I'm going to have to go through the speech a little quickly in English, and Hanuman will translate it for you afterwards in the corner. Please forgive me. But time is running out, and I want Radha Krishna Prabhu to tell you some very exciting news about Krishna conscious lifestyle. So, but this is just to inspire you where we can go and where we should be going. This is a wonderful speech. And I didn't write this, remember. The Prime Minister wrote it. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. For the benefit of my friends from abroad, I would like to say a few words in English. Distinguished guests, it is my privilege to be present at today's pious function to mark the opening of this magnificent temple and also the glory of India Vedic Cultural Center in Delhi. The piousness of today's function is further enhanced by the fact that it is taking place on the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami. I would first of all like to express my deepest sense of appreciation for the vision, dedication, and achievement of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, and all those who have collaborated with it to present this unique spiritual gift to the nation's capital. The ISKCON movement has few parallels in the world in terms of its rapid global spread, its transnational, trans-ethnic, trans-professional appeal, its outward simplicity, and the devotional energy of its followers. In less than 3 decades since its inception, it has established temples in practically all parts of the world, and many of them are marvels of beauty, such as the one that is being opened in Delhi today. The Maha Mantra of Hare Krishna, Hare Rama reverberates to the dancing feet of ISKCON devotees each morning and evening in temples from Stockholm to Sao Paulo and from Miami to Mayapur. But what ISKCON has achieved is indeed globalization of the Gita, Bhagavad Gita appeal. Some say that my government is opposed to globalization. But let me say that I am all in favor of globalization of the message of the Gita. There was a big applause at that time. Not only of the globalization of the message of the Gita, but indeed all the messages of all the sacred books of the world with which the message of Gita bears close conformity. If today the Bhagavad Gita is printed in millions of copies in hundreds of languages and distributed in all nooks and corners of the world, the credit for this great sacred service goes chiefly to ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada's books, key! Yeah. I understand that ISKCON is also propagating the message of Gita through the latest gadgets of information technology. And this temple itself provides an astonishing demonstration of the use of high tech to popularize the higher truth of life and the universe. In the Delhi project, we have a $0.8 million animatronics show. In fact, there is a very good son of Croatia who is in charge of it, Dinanath Prabhu. I think he's from Croatia. And it's the latest in computer technology and robots showing the pastimes of Prabhupada and the pastimes of Krishna, just like in Disneyland. For this accomplishment alone, Indians should be eternally grateful to the devoted spiritual army of Swami Prabhupada's followers. The arrival of Bhaktivedanta Swami to the United States in 1965 and the particular popularity of his movement gained in a very short span of 12 years must be regarded as one of the greatest spiritual events of the century. It's the Prime Minister of India. What was responsible for the rapid spread of the ISKCON movement globally? The answer should be sought in 2 factors, internal and external. The external factor was, in my opinion, the disillusionment in the leading minds of Western countries and arising out of combination of the materialistic ideology and culture in the West. Both capitalism and communism give birth to disillusionment, since both are essentially materialist ideologies that are incapable of satisfying the real needs of man. Young, sensible, searching minds could not have reconciled themselves to the reality of wars, violence, greed, excessive consumerism, and degradation of human and natural environment. They had to seek answers, and ISKCON was the one movement where they found the answers. Anyway, it goes on like that. It's full of just a wonderful message. So, we have a very great future. It's true that we're not offering instant nirvana We're not offering cheap self-realization. You have to be fixed and determined. And please be serious about it and be patient. You will get the results. It's wonderful. This chanting is sublime. There's nothing sweeter than the holy name of God. There's nothing sweeter than chanting in the association of pure devotees. One can go on and become more and more blissful day after day, year after year. And in the end, you can transfer yourself, or Krishna will transfer you, back to whom? Back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So as I said, we have some exciting programs ahead. Radha Krishna is going to give us some exciting news, a little introduction to what he's doing, 5 or 10 minutes. And then we have a very nice Vaishnavi bhajan group. And I know that's why all of you came this evening anyway. And then the highlight of the evening, some nice Krishna prasadam. This is a great hall. Really much better than the last one. Beautiful hall. I congratulate the devotees who organized this. It's tremendous.
Hare Krishna. My name is Radha Krishna Das. I'm coming from London. And we're here on a little survey kind of mission to look into the potential for developing agriculture in ISKCON centers. And I'm finding this country is very beautiful. This is a very beautiful part of the country, very green.
Ja sam Radha Krishna Prabhu iz Londona. Došao sam ovdje, misija mi je tada napravim malu anketu ili da izvidim mogućnost razvijanja agrikulture ili poljoprivrede unutar naših ISKCON centara, i našao sam da je Hrvatska vrlo zanimljiva u tom pogledu.
We started some research way back in 95 as a result of myself going to agricultural college before I joined ISKCON.
Počeli smo istraživanje 95. Na temelju toga što sam ja završio taj fakultet za poljoprivredu.
And since that time, this whole research has blossomed into something that's very useful for ISKCON.
I tijekom vremena to istraživanje je preraslo u nešto što je vrlo korisno za ISKCON.
And it is indeed something we can give to the whole world.
I to je nešto što možemo dati cijelom svijetu.
I suppose in a nutshell one could describe it as the result being healthy people.
U osnovi to bi se moglo objasniti, osnova je da to ljude čini zdravim.
Because without good health we can't have good consciousness.
Jer bez dobrog zdravlja ne možemo imati dobru svjesnost.
And without good consciousness we can't have Krishna consciousness.
Bez te dobre svjesnosti ne možemo imati svjesnost Krishna.
We may be able to try and follow exalted devotees, but it is very difficult.
Možemo pokušati slijediti uzvišene bhakte, međutim to je vrlo teško.
So if we are healthy, we can serve Krishna far more.
Dakle, ako smo zdravi, možemo služiti Krishnu puno više.
In both body and mind.
I sa tijelom i u umu.
Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that the second half of his mission was to establish Varnashram Dhan.
Srila Prabhupada nam je običavao govoriti da je drugi dio njegove misije uspostavljanje Varnashrama Dharma.
Because he said, without this organization in society, there will be chaos.
On je rekao, bez takve organizacije u društvu postojeće kaos.
And if we live within the Varnashram system, the four orders of life, we will be in the mode of goodness.
I ako živimo unutar varna ashrame, sa četiri grupe, podjela četiri grupe ljudi.
And all of you here, it seems all the houses I've seen, they all have strips of land by the house for producing food.
Koliko sam ja vidio ovdje, mnogi ljudi od vas imaju kuće i pokraj kuće imaju vrt za poljoprivredu.
And this is how the average devotee can stay, can contribute towards this huge worldwide mission.
I to je način kako jedan pojedinačni bhakta može doprinijeti toj svjetskoj misiji.
We can all produce food and contribute it to the temple.
Možemo svi proizvoditi hranu i dati je u hram.
And the temple are here are embarking on a program of how to feed the soil adequately to produce healthy crops.
Ja ovdje imam program kako raditi sa zemljom tako da ona stvori zdrave biljke koje su dobre za prehranu.
Just like the bird in the cage. If we are busy polishing the cage or doing so many things in the Western society of agriculture.
Isto je kao primjer sa pticom u kavezu i to je ono što se radi u zapadnjačkoj poljoprivredi. Samo se čisti taj kavez.
And we don't feed the bird, and if we don't feed the soil, it will die.
Mi nahranimo pticu i na taj način, na slično, ako nahranimo zemlju, onda će ona umriti.
It's like the modern approach is just throw some chemicals and everything will be alright.
Moderni pristup je samo nabacite neke kemikalije u zemlju i sve će biti u redu.
But to cultivate strength in ourselves and to live properly, we require Krishna consciousness.
Ali da bi mi živjeli zdravo, mi moramo kultivirati svjesnost Krishne.
Similarly, for the plants to live, they require proper food.
Slično tome, da bi biljke mogle živjeti, njima je potrebna pravilna hrana.
Not simply you feed some chemical.
A ne jednostavno da im se daju neke kemikalije.
Life does not come from chemicals.
Život ne dolazi iz kemikalija.
Life comes from life.
Život nastaje iz života.
And the state of the agricultural world today is that the soil all over the world is dying.
I stanje u cijelom svijetu je da tlo ili zemlja po cijelom svijetu umire.
And this is contributing to all the consciousness of the people. It is also dying.
I zbog toga i svjesnost ljudi također umire.
Therefore, to improve the situation is a great service for the average devotee.
Zbog toga, ako se može tome pomoći, to je velika služba za prosječnog baktu.
We can't all afford computers or to be on the jet planes to the world headquarters all the time. We can't necessarily be doing everything that Maharaj was talking about on the world project.
Ne moramo imati svoj kompjuter, imati svoj avion i letjeti po svijetu, imati neke velike projekte kao što je Maharaj govorio.
But we can all produce nice food as a nice offering to Krishna.
Ali svi možemo proizvoditi dobru hranu koja može biti dobra ponuda za Krishnu.
And then this can lead into cow protection.
I onda to može voditi u zaštitu krava.
It's like for the new temple here, we plan to get 2 oxen.
Za novi hram u Zagrebu mi planiramo nabaviti 2 vola.
And if we look after the animals nicely, all opulence will be there.
I ako se brinemo za te životinje lijepo, onda će doći svo obilje.
How is this possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Because our perception of opulence will change.
Jer će se naša percepcija bogatstva promijeniti.
You see, what is reality to a devotee is a completely different thing to what the materialists think is reality.
Za što bhakta misli da je realnost, to je skroz druga stvar od onog što materialista misli da je realnost.
And by establishing Varnashram Dharma, the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra,
i utemeljujući Varnashramu Dharmu, Brahmane, Kshatriya, Vaishya i Shudre,
the conditions of Satya Yuga can be reinvoked.
Mogu se ponovo stvoriti odlike Satya Yuge.
This was the most opulent Yuga.
To je bila najbogatija Yuga.
And it's described that in Kali Yuga, this time, this period in history can be reinvoked.
opisane u šastrama da se u ovoj Kali Jugi ponovo može, u ovom dobu se ponovo može prizvati ta Satya Yuga.
So this is the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, to be able to understand ultimately everything.
To je svrha pjevanja Hare Krishna, cilj je da budemo u mogućnosti shvatiti sve.
All spiritual knowledge will be there.
Svo duhovno znanje će biti tu.
All necessary material knowledge will be there.
Svo potrebno materijalno znanje će također biti tu.
And then this movement will really expand.
I onda će se ovaj pokret stvarno proširiti.
It's described the devotee is like the swan, he takes the milk from water.
Opisano je da je bhakta kao labud, on može iz mješavine vode i mlijeka uzeti samo mlijeko.
He can just drink the milk and leave the water.
Može samo popiti mlijeko i ostaviti vodu.
So the devotee can take the nectar from any subject.
Bhakta, isto tako bhakta može uzeti nektar iz svake teme.
And offer it in service to Krishna.
Ili iz svakog područja i ponuditi to kao službu za Krishnu.
And so this is our mission, and we're finding that we're having much success in many senses with this program of agricultural reformation.
I to je naš program i imamo puno uspjeha sa tim programom u mnogim centrima u svijetu.
The cows have improved their health.
Cows. Kravama se poboljšava zdravlje.
The politics in the temples go down.
Politika u hramu se smanjuje.
Everyone becomes happy.
Svako postaje sretan.
And everyone can be fed nicely.
I svakog se može fino nahraniti.
So this is the mission of my spiritual master.
To je bila misija mog duhovnog učitelja.
Prabhupada said that no one within a 10-mile radius of any temple should go hungry.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao da niko u krugu od 10 km oko hrama ne smije biti gladan.
So you can see how big our mission is.
Stoga možete vidjeti koliko je velika naša misija.
And we can all start at home with our own plot of land, and the temple who are understanding this program, they can help all of you when you visit the temple.
I svako od nas može početi kod sebe, kod kuće, i hram također može pomoći onima koji žele.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.